It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're looking for a nice hotel on the north side of Dublin, why not stay here, right here at the White Sands Hotel? You can book wherever you book your hotels. And while you're here, the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is an excellent bar, excellent staff with excellent food as well and a great menu. So pop along to the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Evan got in contact with us just last night on his return from a trip to Malaga in Spain. So the first thing Evan thought to do was to send us a WhatsApp when he got home to his house from the airport last night, apparently. But anyway, he says, "You should discuss this because I was disgusted with what I seen on Saturday. I'm just back from the Costa del Sol. On Saturday night, there was a drag show on for entertainment, and I was disgusted with all the kids there with their parents. Kids as young as five. Three drag queens on the stage doing songs, and a lot of jokes were a little bit sexual and double meaning. I'm no prude, but I was disgusted by it and by what these yokes, not my words, what these yokes were dressed like. How is this allowed happen? My kids are grown up now, but there's no effing way they'd be going to that if they were kids. Why are they trying to pervert kids and indoctrinate them?" Now, Evan sent us all the details of this drag show that he was at on Saturday evening on the Costa del Sol in Malaga, actually, as it happens.
Including photographs.
And a video.
Yeah, and a video, which, I mean, it's a podcast, so, but we'll play it and you can just visualise it yourself. And he has sent us, well, he sent us a couple of photographs, and I will describe. And we didn't want to put the photograph of this particular drag queen up on our Facebook page because we would be...
Because it's not about this particular drag queen, really. Sure it's not. It's about drag shows in general.
But this... Sorry, I was about to say woman. This man, I mean, you wouldn't know, apart from the big hands and the bulge. This drag queen, I will explain to you how this drag queen is dressed. This drag queen is dressed like a cowboy drag queen and has knee-high cowboy boots, which have flames all over them. And is that a leotard?
Yeah, it's kind of a leotard, yeah.
A leotard that goes right up to the bits, and it shows the breasts that are obviously fake breasts. And gloves going... I mean, it's quite... And a cowboy
it's
hat.
It's like something we see Beyonce wearing.
Yeah, it's quite sexual. Now, some of the comments we're going to get on today's topic will probably shock you. Let's have a listen. I just want you to picture this because we have the video from the drag show. Now, he does say, and this is very important for context, he does say there was three drag queens on the stage doing songs, which they do. And...
Okay, so the video starts, and I'll just play the start of it. This is one drag queen introducing another, and the first drag queen just looks like an L fella in a top and a pair of knickers.
Yeah.
And he's introducing the first act. So have a listen to this.
Hey, Bella, and... Woo!
And on comes the second act with a costume that can only be described as looking like something Beyonce would wear. It leaves very little to the imagination.
Yeah.
You could say it's very sexual. And then the drag act gets up to sing I Am What I Am, which of course is a gay anthem.
I didn't know that.
It is, of course, yeah. I am what I am, accept me as I am.
That's, oh, okay.
Yeah, so... it's a Gloria Gaynor song from back in the day, but it is it's a gay anthem, basically. So hang on.
And in the video, you can see kids at the tables in this particular function room in the hotel. And there's, I mean, that young fella there sitting with his parents, 5, 6 years of age.
Yeah.
Around the same age as my young one.
Okay, anyway, the issue is here, Evan believing that this is indoctrinating kids. Now, I'm sorry. Look, these people are all as happy as Larry. They're all clapping and singing, yeah?
Yeah.
And yes, there are kids in the audience. He is singing a gay anthem, I Am What I Am. But this rubbish about indoctrinating kids is the greatest load of rubbish I've ever heard. All he's doing is singing a bloody song.
And the thing about it is,
kids are clever enough to know that's a man dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, my kids know that because they were at one a couple of years ago. I wouldn't go to one again now because I just find them tacky.
Why, what's tacky about that?
It's just so tacky, but that's a conversation for another day. But he says, you know, some of the jokes being told were sexual jokes and had double meaning. The thing about that is, Evan, most sexual jokes and double meaning jokes will go over a child's head.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, if you say something in front of your kids, oh, that's what she said last night, kids don't get that. You know what I mean? They don't understand. They don't understand the kind of thing.
Okay, but are you... how do you explain to a young child why that man on the stage is dressed like a woman?
Well, I mean,
what's the point in it?
Well, when they go to church to see men dressed as women in frocks, they do see priests in frocks.
You don't see women walking around the streets in frocks like that.
No, but you see a priest in a frock. Why is the man on the altar wearing a frock?
Yeah, okay, I can't argue with that. But in this particular case, this guy's wearing provocative clothes, I suppose you could call them. He is dressed to look like a woman. And Evan is losing his shit. My point is, kids don't really know any different, do they? I mean, you're saying you wouldn't go again. You wouldn't bring your kids again.
Well, I just don't think they're entertaining. I find them... No, I don't have a problem with my kids knowing that some men like to dress up as women. Because, as I said, they go to a church and they'll see a man dressed in a frock on the altar.
I can't imagine one person ever asks, why is that man dressed in a frock? I've never heard that question being asked by any kid.
But there you go. But is it going to indoctrinate kids? No, absolutely not. There's no agenda. It's a drag show. Kids are not going to be turned gay by seeing a drag show. In the same way, like, a kid is not going to be persuaded in any way by seeing a man in drag, no more than my son was persuaded by seeing me in an Everton jersey to support Everton. That's not how life works. Yeah, that's not how life works. But does he have a concern?
Well, he does have a concern. His concern is, why are they trying to pervert kids and indoctrinate them? That's his exact final line in his message.
Okay.
That's his final line in his message. Why are they trying to pervert kids and indoctrinate them? Now, as I said, when I was a kid, I went to see a drag show. Did it pervert me? Did it indoctrinate me? No, it didn't. It was a drag show. It was men dressed as women, okay, and it was funny.
So where did this big push come from in the last few years? Is it a far-right conservative push? I mean, somebody's saying Adrian in his typical lefty attitude. Are you being lefty?
No. But in fact, I'm going to play a message now. And this message just summarises the sort of shite that some people believe.
Oh, okay.
His message starts off, it's disgusting that these men are all swinging their mickeys around with kids around. There is no mickey swinging at any drag show I have ever been at, ever. Never, ever, ever have I seen any nudity at all at a drag show. Even a drag show I've been to drag shows in the George. Didn't see any news.
So do you think it's small-mindedness if... Well, play the message first.
Yeah, have a listen to this message and see what you make of this.
So is it okay to bring children to men in women's sexy lingerie swinging their mickey in their face? Do you really need a fucking answer for that? Why would anybody justify that kind of fucking sick carry-on? That kind of crap you protected kids from back in the day. Why is that normal now? Why is that, like, a thing that people... This day and age, like, certain people think that's okay to do. Because it's grooming. It's getting the kids used to these dirty fucking perverts coming up to them. Years ago, if a man dressed in women's clothes, it was for comedy. It was for a skit. Because we all had a laugh at it. Today, it's not a laugh. It's reality. It's fact. And protect the children. Keep these dirty fucking animals away from them. Anyone who wants to parade around children like that has no place around children.
Now, I just want to refer back to Keith's message. Ever the dramatist, Keith, how over the top. We are talking about a bloody drag show. Three drag queens on stage.
I don't know what sort of drag show Keith's been to. I've never seen a swinging mickey.
No, nor have I. And describing it as grooming. So Mammy and Daddy bring the kids to the drag show. Where is the grooming, Keith? Like, seriously. Mammy and Daddy are there. He describes drag acts as perverts. What, because they dress up as women and sing a few songs? And animals. Like, seriously, Keith. Like Jeremy said, I don't know what sort of a drag show you've ever been to, but
No, but this is a far right thing. This is started a few years ago from the far right. You post up, you know, about drag queens reading stories in libraries and stuff like that, or to kids and stuff like that. Yet the same people who have a problem with that will bring their kids to Panto at Christmas, where there's a man dressed up as Cinderella or something like that. Like, what is the difference? My kids go to Panto every year, and they see men dressed up as women in the Panto, because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Every single Panto.
I don't get the whole perverting thing. I don't get it.
Our number is 085-825-2626. And the question we're asking is there anything wrong in bringing kids to a drag show when you're on holidays or whatever the case may be? Because according to Evan, who's the guy who contacted us, he saw a show on Saturday. There were kids as young as 5 at this drag show. And he believes that my kids are grown up now, but there's no way they would be going to a show like that when they were kids. Why are they trying to pervert kids and indoctrinate them? Which I actually find that a little bit sick to be even thinking that way.
Like, where does Swingin' Mickey's coming from? I can't get over that. In all the drag shows I've been to, I have never, ever seen nudity.
No, that's exactly the point I made. Tara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tara?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Yourself?
Good, thanks, Tara. Well, what's your view on kids being brought to a drag show?
Look, I have to say, right, I just think, like, the country's gone fucking mental with all the political views, gone extreme left, extreme right. Like, Aaron Newton said, fuck the both sides, all right? I'm in the middle, all right?
Okay, that's good to hear.
So, yeah, all right. So, and I think most of the country, a good 80% of the country is probably in the middle anyway. Right, we're always going to have extremities and views. I mean, for fuck's sake, I was over in Tunisia on holidays, right, a Muslim country, and they had these drag shows going on. It was just pure entertainment. I mean, there's nothing sexual about it. I don't know what's going on. This sexualization of fucking everything that's happening these days, like, you know, I just think is absolute madness, you know. And it's like, there is there's drag shows there purely for adult entertainment purposes only. And I know friends that are drag queens. And they said the same. They're like, why the fuck are you bringing kids to something that's adult themed? That's up to the parents, you know? There's drag shows for adults and there's family-friendly ones.
Yes, and I've been at both.
I mean, unless they're going around in fucking bondage, you know, and twerking up against a kid's face or something, like you see extremities like happening in the US. I think it's not.
Listening to that message from Keith that we played a moment ago, you'd swear that's the sort of show it was. It wasn't. It was an entertainment show with men in drag entertaining families. And I actually know where this particular venue is. It's in Malaga.
Yeah, but generally, lads, it's not a family event. You do have, because I've been to them, you do have sexual jokes. And a lot of the drag queen, one of the drag queen names that was performing in the show has quite a rude double entendre name as well. So it's not...
Kids don't pick up on that. That goes over most kids' heads. I mean, all that Disney stuff, we find out that there was apparently double entendre and stuff like that with all these Disney stuff we all grew up with. And we all turned out fine, didn't we? You know?
Okay, so you see no harm in kids...
I mean, like, it's not like we're talking about the gay pride fest parade in San Francisco. Sometimes we're going to extremities and there's guys literally, like, you know, with, like, leather thongs on and starts working in front of kids, right? And that doesn't even represent all the pride festivals around the world. It's just they have more extreme ones. I just think that some people, like, social media is actually affecting a lot of adults way more than is kids these days. And we're being too affected by all this bullshit in the US.
So,
again,
this guy...
sense to be so blind, like, as to be so brainwashed by the US. Like,
okay, so this guy, Evan, said he was disgusted that there were kids as young as 5, 3 drag queens on stage doing songs and a lot of jokes that were a bit sexual and double meaning. And he just believes that a drag show is no place for children for that reason. You see it as harmless entertainment, do you?
I see it as, it depends. It depends on what kind of drag show it is. Like I said, there is drag shows for adults, you know. Like, for example, I lived in Barcelona for 3.5 years and the drag shows there definitely was very heavily adult. I wasn't going to say adult themed.
And I've been to some like that myself.
But you don't bring kids then because they're adult events. And the thing is, when you're in holidays, you're in a hotel, it's family entertainment. So there has to be stuff that's like, going to make the kids laugh, going to make the adults laugh as well, you know? I mean, cartoons, how many cartoons?
Okay, so when you hear a message like, would they bring their kids to a strip club? Obviously the answer, Darren, is no, but we're not talking about a strip club. We're talking about a drag act. I don't know how you can make that comparison.
And you know, I've been finding out they're like, oh, not other groom and them, like LGBT. Most drags I knew, growing up were actually hetero males themselves. It was just dressing up. It's the same like pantomime, you know?
Well, stay there for a second because Martin is on the other line. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lad. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all, Martin. Is a drag show any place for a child?
No, not at all. Like, they have their place, I suppose, for entertainment. That lady is right. It is entertainment for adults, if that's what you're into. But it's certainly no place for kids. And I don't, what that person said there, you wouldn't bring your kids to a strip club. Maybe not that extreme, but you wouldn't bring your kids to a comedian like Jimmy Carr or Roy Chubby Brown. It's a form of entertainment. But
you wouldn't be allowed to either, because all of those shows would be over 18 shows.
Well, just any drag show should be over 18 as well, lads, if I'm being honest with you. I'm not against it, but for the right audience, no, kids shouldn't be allowed at it, lads. And Jeremy there banging on about
hang on. Does that include, for example, a pantomime where it is men in drag playing all the lead characters in any panto that you ever go to? Does that include that kids shouldn't be going to see men in dresses?
Well, no, because it's not burlesque. It's not sexualized. Like, I seen a comment on the Facebook page there earlier. You know, oh, we grew up with Lily Savage and Dame Edna on the telly. Dame Edna was dressed like a fucking granny. There was nothing sexual about that at all. Like, you know, you've got to forget about the panto. Somebody dressed up in a big dress, you know, as a form of entertainment for kids, and then, you know, burlesque. Like, if they're going around with tongs and you can see your bowl and see the bowl, that's no place for kids. Like, seriously, lads. If you really think that's a place for kids, you need to give your head a wobble. Honest to God. Anybody that thinks that, like, in Jeremy there on about these drag queen story times and like that, any person that brings their child to a drag queen story time once their kids fucking took off them.
Okay, but again, that isn't what we're talking about. We're not talking about a drag queen story time. We're talking about...
Well, Jeremy said it seemed to be all right thing to do. It was a far-right thing to be against it. It's a common-sense thing to be against it. This far-right shit needs to be drop-kicked.
Okay, but again, I'm going to go back to a drag show in somewhere like Malaga, the Costa del Sol, and a lot of the hotels, they would put on a drag act once a week or whatever for the whole family, including kids. And you're saying, no, a drag act where they're singing songs like I Am What I Am and they're cracking jokes that will mainly go over kids' heads, you still think that's inappropriate for kids under 18.
Absolutely it is. That's no problem. And it, by the way, it doesn't, even if it was like women in bikinis, it's still not suitable for kids. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Tara, if there was a woman dressed up the same way as a drag queen was dressed up, it's still not suitable for kids.
Tara, what do you say to all that? A drag act should be for over 18s only.
But we're not talking about those sexualized drag acts where it's clearly for intent for an adult audience. We're talking about the ones when people are on holidays. I mean, they are basically the likes of Dame Edna and whatnot because they are conservatively dressed. Do you know what I mean? They're not going around and, like, you can't see their balls or whatever you want to say. Do you know what I mean? And they're just dressed like women, but, like, conservatively and just cracking jokes and doing Tina Turner impersonations.
So the way that's the lads were describing about. It was very burlesque and sexualized. The way Adrian and Jeremy described that video, it was sexualized.
Well, the outfit that the drag... Describe the outfit that the drag act was wearing again.
She's dressed as a sexy... He is dressed as a sexy cowboy in a...
Well, there you go.
In a pair of knee-high...
You just described... You said it wasn't sexualized, but it's been described as sexy. There we go.
Yeah,
then.
But then again, last week I was on holidays, Martin, and on the beach, the particular beach we were on, there were women going around in thong bikinis in front of my kids. I mean, is that...
Well, that's a public place, though. You know?
I know, but if is that damaging to them?
It depends. Well, like, it's a public place. Like, if they're going around with a bikini on the beach, that's a public place.
No, but if you believe that that's damaging to kids, and I mean, my young fellow, his eyes were out in stocks. He couldn't believe what he was looking at. He was delighted with life. Yeah, so he's red-blooded. But the point is, if you find that damaging to children in a drag show, then surely we should ban women in bikinis on beaches as well. Like, do you hear?
Was the women in the bikini on the beach, like, twerking in his face or dancing or anything like that?
It's
not a show, is it?
Okay, but no... Nor was where the well certainly from the video that Evan sent us, there was no drag acts twerking in kids' faces or anything of the sort. They were just on stage singing songs. Well, he only sent us one singing songs and obviously cracking a few jokes and whatever. But again, you believe that a show like this, that is comedy based with a bit of singing in it and all of that, as a, you know, a typical holiday drag show, you don't believe children should be brought to them.
A typical holiday drag show. I mean, a holiday loads of times. I've never seen a drag show. I've never seen a drag show.
Because you wouldn't be bothered?
No, because I've been on holiday loads of times abroad. I've never seen a drag show advertised in a hotel or anything.
Well, well, I mean, you're making light of it.
That woman on the beach, that's a natural thing to do. Women walk around the beach in bikinis. It's not a natural thing to do to men to dress up sexually in women's clothes. I'm sorry, lads. If you're a fully grown adult and you want to go see a drag show, crack on. I don't give a shite what you want to do. We'll keep the kids out of it.
Well, Tara, what do you say to all that?
Well, I just say, like, as an, I don't know what drag shows he's on, because I have never seen drag shows on holidays where people were, where they're dressed in skimpy outfits. Stuff. I have seen them in Muslim countries, So I think if they were the first ones, if there's anyone going to complain, be like a Muslim country, you know what I mean? If it was really that outrageous, you know? I've been to them in Spain. Like, I mean, for, like I said, you know, there's a difference between, there's like ones in the club, drag queens in the clubs, and clearly, you know, they're like way too soft that they're not meant for kids. They're in over 80 in the venues, but they're normally the ones on holidays. I've never seen anyone like half naked. I mean, like, if he wants to have a shock, he should go to Barcelona. Like, he would absolutely die in Barcelona, because literally public nudist beaches all over the place.
Well, I just won't bring my kids to a nudist beach, Femi. I won't go to a nudist beach.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I didn't bring them. No, but look, I will tell you, look, I'm not like lefty or woke or whatever you want to think about. Do you get what I mean? I have a neutral view in everything in life. Like, there was nudity. I didn't bring my kids to the beach in Barcelona because, like I said, there was nudity everywhere. And some people might say I'm a prude for that. I don't care. I don't think kids should be exposed to, like, naked people regardless.
Oh, I agree with you there.
You know, and for me, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, even topless beaches, I suppose that's just being Irish anyway, so topless beaches, they're still kind of like a bit like, what? But like, they're full-blown nudist beaches, and they're like in public beach areas, like.
Do me a favour, and stay in the line there, both of you, for 1 second, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jess has been on to us.
People give out about drag queens and all, but you'll bring your kids to a pantomime, say the Cinderella one, for example, and who's playing the ugly stepsisters? Oh yeah, drag queens. So you're either all for them or you're all against it. Like, make up your minds. Obviously, certain shows are not for kids. Like, we all know that. Like, if you're bringing them to a RuPaul race, yeah, it's not for kids. But, like, drag performances are in pantomimes, for God's sake.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Earlier on, we played a message from Keith, who was kind of overreacting to this whole topic, in my opinion. He's been on to us again.
Well, lads, I've never been to a drag show. I have seen the videos or heard the stories of what comes out of them. You know, like, you've brought this up today. I'm only stating the things that I see, the videos we're seeing. You know, people showing what goes on in these things. Maybe there is family ones, and maybe there is adult ones. But look, at the videos we were seeing was trans story time with children and men sitting in fucking thongs, fishnet socks, you know, fucking fake boobs and bras and like beards and fucking makeup on them. Yeah, call it what you want, but it's sick.
I can't believe, Keith, you've gotten through all these years in your life and never once been to a drag show.
No,
of any shape or size. I find that a little bit bizarre.
I will say, Keith, one of the three drag queens in the video that we were sent, that Evan has given out about, is wearing a thong. That is a thong bottom, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. You can see the cheeks of her, well, his arse.
But he's not twerking in kids' faces or anything of the sort. He's not twerking at all.
No, there's no twerking going on at all, but he is dressed in a thong. But again, that's something you wouldn't see on a beach on holidays.
Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you guys?
Now, Robbie, what did you want to say on this?
I think people are just being so fucking fragile about this. You know, I obviously haven't seen the video you guys have, but I doubt there was anything, like, you know, any lewd acts being done with the kids, and the kid, you know, they weren't handing out cards. You know, so like, when you go home, tell your mummy and daddy you want to be a girl.
No, of course not. You know, of course not.
But this what the likes of Evan and Keith think happens with these fucking things.
And when you hear Martin saying that kids should not be at any drag show under the age of 18. What do you think of that?
If the show was intended for families, which I imagine this one was, I don't see a problem with it.
Well, it was obviously intended for families because...
You've seen the video. Like, how much of the video did you see?
We have 3 minutes of a video and it shows...
And this is what Evan took, is it?
Yes. And there's...
He probably tried to catch her... a bad part to, you know, to help prove his point. Was there anything in that video that would make you concerned?
Concerned, no. I mean,
I just don't think it is. I don't think it's child
friendly. The outfit the guy's wearing is, as Jeremy described it, a sexy cowboy outfit that you'd see Beyonce wearing in her recent cowboy genre, yeah? But I didn't see anything sexual. I didn't see any... But again, we only have a three-minute video to go by. But I'm assuming that the whole act was like that. Singing songs, having a bit of crack with the audience, and the audience responding. I didn't see anything, certainly, in that three-minute video that was in any way bad, I don't think. But a lot of people believe that drag acts... Just the whole idea of bringing kids to a show where there are men dressed as women, sometimes in slightly provocative clothing, is not a place for children, end of.
It is an art form. But, I mean, a burlesque show with actual women, you know, like in the movie Burlesque or something, you know, dressed, you know, in very scantily clad clothing, that's not a place for kids either. You know, there are places that are over 18s. There are shows that are for over 18s. And there can be friendly versions of these, you know, sorry, family-oriented versions of these shows. Now, if you're saying the outfits were probably a bit too risque for what you'd be happy with, you know, you could make that choice to, you know, to leave. But, I mean, I wouldn't call it that the hotel didn't lock the doors and, you know, force all the kids to work.
No,
you know,
100%. And there was no, from what I could see, there was nothing vaguely sexual about what was going on that stage. Yet people seem to lose their minds over just even the notion of a man in a dress or whatever he's wearing singing songs with kids in the audience and cracking jokes that go over their head altogether.
I think it makes them question their own sexuality, and that's what scares them.
Ooh, Martin, are you questioning your own sexuality?
Yeah. No, absolutely not, lads. Absolutely not. You said there was nothing provocative. Didn't Jeremy say you could see the cheeks of his ass?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
But you can see the cheeks... you can see the cheeks of a man's ass who's wearing Speedos at the swimming pool.
Yeah, but... I don't know about that. Well, I don't know what swimming pool you're going to, Adrian, but...
I've seen it.
I mean, Adrian is right. You can, like, you know, there are people, there are lads who are going around wearing Speedos or whatever that have no rights, you know, to wear them. women do it well, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, that's at a swimming pool, that's where you'd expect to see people
that are going to be just there with no intention of seeing that. This is these families brought these kids, or, you know, to a show, and the track act wasn't a surprise appearance. They knew what they were bringing the kids in for.
Is that how
you feel, Martin? Shame on the parents for bringing their kids to a drag show.
Shame on the parents. Yeah. And, like, I'm not sure that fellow was on there now said they weren't handing out cards saying, oh yeah, become a drag queen or whatever. But it's subliminal, like, do you know, seriously, like.
Subliminal.
Okay, well, I want to read a message, Robbie. This is directed at you, okay? Evan, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place, has just sent us a WhatsApp this very second, okay? And he said, I'd love so much to come on and talk to that fool Robbie, but I can't get out of work. I only recorded 3 minutes because my battery died, but at one stage, one of these perverts did a blowjob action with the microphone. At this point, I walked out and complained to management on my way out. Won't be staying there again. It's a grooming hotel, says Evan. Now, I would argue with you, Evan. Would a kid even know what he's doing if he's doing some sort of...
It doesn't matter if the kid knows or not.
Sorry? Who takes a three-minute video on your phone as your battery's about to die?
why would he lie?
No, I can't see why he would lie. But let's take that at face value. So one of the drag acts during one of his routines or one of his jokes was doing a blowjob action with the microphone. Again, I'm assuming he didn't say, I am performing a blowjob on this microphone. I'm assuming he was just doing something with the microphone. Would a kid even get that, Martin? No, they wouldn't.
Well, hold on. Yeah, but if a kid was sat there and whoever did that and everyone started laughing, kids pick up on stuff like that and might copy it with like a pen or whatever. Like, it's not acceptable for kids. I mean, like, how can you say that goes over the head?
Yeah, Martin, I agree with you, Martin, because in fairness, if I went home this evening, Adrian, I wouldn't get a banana in front of my kids and start doing a blowjob action with a banana in front of my kids.
But that's not what this guy did either.
No, but it does. Yeah. But it is what he did. It is what he did.
But we don't know the context.
Kids copy things. Yeah. I remember my eldest fellow was 3. Somebody pulled out in front of me and I called him a gobshite. He went home and everything was a gobshite 2 days. The wife was like a bull. So kids do copy things that they see that they find funny.
Yeah, I mean,
but they won't know what it is, though.
It doesn't matter.
That's the fucking point. It is what it is.
If that's true, let's assume he's telling the truth. Okay, I'll agree. That's probably gone too far. I'll accept that. Well, I mean, the whole show, like, you know, he said he recorded 3 minutes of you saying there wasn't anything too lewd in that. You didn't catch
No, there
that.
Wasn't. There wasn't at all. No.
Facebook. It was convenient that the phone died. I've never known anybody in the history of the world to take a video of something, you know, that they're offended by when their battery is on 3%. Was our battery on now 2%?
Okay, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to take him at face value that from his message, the drag act performed some sort of simulation of a blowjob on the microphone, and that's when he walked out. Now, again, I don't know the context.
By the way, there's people saying, why did Evan bring his kids there? Sorry, people listen to a different story. Evan didn't bring his kids there. Evan has grown-up kids.
And he was staying in the hotel.
He went to, from what we believe with his partner, he went to this rag show. He had no kids there. He's not giving out about his kids' witnesses. He's giving out about kids that were at the drag show.
So okay. He went to the show, got offended, and left. Happy days. You know,
yeah, that's
like people just, there's plenty of videos on YouTube of people go to see Jimmy Kerr shows.
This is slightly different. If it's in a hotel, Robbie, where there's family staying, and I'm kind of beginning to side with Martin here.
Well, Jeremy.
Thank you. If he's staying in a hotel and this thing is advertised, in the same way last week when we were on holidays, every night in our hotel there was a kids' mini disco, and kids would go along and there was Sesame Street characters up on stage and they were dancing. Now, had Elmo started doing blowjobs with the microphone in front of my kids at the mini disco, I would have had an issue.
Elmo wouldn't, though. That's not Elmo's gig. Yeah?
Elmo wouldn't be in a dress.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We're getting silly now. But the point I'm trying to make...
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
The point I'm trying to make is...
It's a kid's show.
Yeah, that drag queen...
What if you played the song...
This show and drag shows that I've seen in the past, you know, in holiday resorts and whatever, they're family-orientated shows. They're aimed at mammies and daddies and the kids. There are some bits of the acts that... only the mammies and daddies will get. There are other bits of the act that the kids might find funny. And
the blowjob thing,
your average 9-year-old kid has no clue what that's
about. That's not the point. The point is...
Jesus Christ.
Adrian, you're being far too left here. The point is, that drag queen would have been looking out over the crowd and would have known that it's a family event and decided to do that sexual act.
I don't know the context that it was done in.
What do you mean the context? You don't need context. If I went home, if I told you tomorrow, Adrian, I went home after the show today and I got a banana out of the fridge and I pretended to give the blowjob to the banana in front of my kids in the kitchen, what would you say? There's no context.
I would ask the context.
You'd want to get it on to Tucson.
Yeah, there's no context needed.
I'd want to know what the hell he had.
What do you mean, what context? There's no context
exactly,
needed.
What the hell was he at? Fucking nonce. Like,
the whole joke.
What?
Stay with me, both of you, for 1 second, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. I mean, Niamh makes a very valid point. Why was that blowjob comment not raised before now? Handy that he added on this bit of information.
Well, no, in fairness, he's in work.
He never sent it in his original message to us.
No, he sent us... How many messages has he sent us? Look at the WhatsApp.
Yeah, a fair few, but he never mentioned this beforehand. And there's the WhatsApp that he sent us. Not a mention of the blowjob action.
No, but he sent us other messages. He's shown us the name of the hotel.
Maybe he realised he's losing his argument, and that's why he's after throwing that in, and that's the point.
Oh, you find it hard to believe now, of course, because it doesn't fit your narrative. Is that what it is?
I'm just curious why, if that is a pertinent bit of information that he didn't include in his original message.
Martin, do you believe that this happened?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I can only take him at face value.
No, I'm agreeing with you. However, It seems a little bit strange that he wouldn't have added that into his original message. And even...
Well, no, he did. He said sexual. What did he say? And there was double meanings.
Double meanings.
Sexual. But no, in fairness, if the... I know this is a visual thing. If the drag queen just for 2 seconds just went with the microphone, that's not a big deal. But does it not change things?
Well, it is.
Okay, stay there for...
No, I mean, it wouldn't be something that, you know, maybe he didn't pick up. I don't know. All I'm saying
why
is...
Why did he not include it in his original message? That's all I'm asking.
If it did happen, why did the drag queen not say this is not a suitable show to do a blowjob simulation?
Helen has been in touch with us on 085 825 2626.
I brought my son to a drag show when he was 7 years of age in the Yumbo Centre in the Canaries. He's now 26 and brings it up that it was the worst thing that ever happened to him on the night we had to leave because the singer, the drag person, came in and sang into his face. He got violently sick, left and came home and had a shower. Now, remember, he was only 7. I didn't think he'd understand any of this. And again, just last month, he brought it up when he's 26 and said it was the worst thing ever happened. He's kind of homophobic at the minute. So maybe, I don't know, we didn't understand it at the time, but maybe that was the worst thing I ever did because I'm embarrassed to say he is homophobic at the minute.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vincent, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vincent?
I am not too bad. I'm feeling to understand why Evan cares what other people do with their children, where other people bring their children. Mind your own business, for God's sake.
Mind your own business. He believes that bringing children to a drag show is totally inappropriate, that it is not the place to bring kids. And in fact, you heard the message that I played from Helen there just a moment ago, and she's talking about how a drag act did something probably inappropriate in front of her young child that he found absolutely disgusting, and he was only young.
Well, just like Helen, I'm just back from the Canaries, and I was at a drag show. There is a lot of innuendo. There's a lot of families there, and the drag performers keep it PG. Yes, the later on in the night it goes, the bit more risque it gets, but that there's Helen's job as a mother at 11 p.m. at night to take her child home and tuck her child up in bed, especially if he needs to be wrapped up in cotton wool and can't see men dressed up. I just think it's insane. I also think Evans and I adding bits onto his story to serve his agenda.
Okay, so you believe that if parents want to bring their kids to a PG drag show, even if there's a simulation of oral sex on a microphone, do you think that's okay?
I don't agree. I don't think that happened in Evans' case, and I think he added that on. I think if something like that did happen, it would be a way later on in the evening when children are not about. As I say, I've been to these drag shows, and from about 8 p.m. to 10:30, it's quite family orientated, and the later on it goes, the bit more risque it gets. And anybody that's been to a show like this will know the same, especially on holiday.
No, I agree. I've been to them myself. I've never been to a, as you said, a PG show where somebody is simulating oral sex on a microphone. I don't know what the context was. I don't know if it even happened. But as you said yourself, Evan, I'm struggling to actually believe this story because why would you not have told... In fact, his original message should have been all about I was at a drag show and the guy in front of kids was doing oral sex on a microphone. He never mentioned that in his original message. So you like me, think this has just been thrown in to win the argument, basically.
100%. And going on the comments on your live feed, a lot of people think the same.
Yeah.
Win what argument? What does it matter what argument it wins? He's not out to win an argument.
Most people were saying there's no harm in a PG drag show. And
us.
Suddenly he throws in this blowjob thing.
No, he didn't contact us to win an argument. He's not that...
Why did he not let us know this pertinent bit of information earlier?
Sorry, Amanda. Forward it to Adrian there. Hang on a second.
Hang on. Here, Vincent, hang on. I've just gotten another message from Evan. The clowns that don't believe me have clearly never been to a show like this. I didn't include it in my original text because I thought I'd be able to come on and tell the full story. Don't dare call me a liar. I can't get out of work. So,
right, I'm telling myself laughing here. I'm a gay man who has been at one of the drag shows for the last 20 plus years. Evan is a clown. I will call Evan a clown until my damn day. The guy is a clown.
And you don't believe the blowjob thing?
I don't believe the blowjob thing. I think Evan can be doing maybe a blowjob.
But hang on, it's not that far-fetched, Vincent. I've been to LGBT events, I've been to Pride marches, where, and by the way, it's not all gay people that get involved in this sort of thing, but I've seen simulated sex at LGBT events. I've seen...
But that's not what we're talking about.
No, but I'm just saying, you're saying it's beyond the bounds of possibilities that this happened.
At a PG show for kids, yeah.
PG? The shows don't have age PGs. What are you talking about, Adrian?
Yes, they do.
They have PG. When you go to a show in Spain, it says PG on the door.
No, but they gear... Stop. If there's kids at it, they gear the show towards having kids at the show. Like, his whole issue up until then was he's dressed in
sexual. Evan, if you're available, I know you're not available today, but if you're available tomorrow, come on. And but I don't know how you can prove it. It's a he said, she said.
I don't know how Evan can't get out of work. I'm on work now speaking to you guys, and it wasn't even me that started that conversation.
No, well, in fairness, 90% of the people that comment on Facebook don't be able to come on because they are in work. No, I'd love, but even if we get Evan on tomorrow, how can he prove that that happened?
No, he can't prove it.
It's he said, she said. So, well, sorry, hang on a second, Vincent, because Trevor on the other line says 110% that would have happened. At a show.
What makes you say that, Trevor?
Lads, first of all, how are you? Good evening.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Sorry about the voice, I'm a bit of a flu. But lads, I have to bring some up, right? You have just said, and Jeremy has just said, he's been to LGBT events, yeah? And then if you look at the Pride March even in town, on which I have been to because I have friends that are gay, but I've seen simulated sex acts on the streets of Dublin City, and that's with children around. So you're telling me in the realm of possibilities that everything Evan has said is far-fetched?
Sorry, my only issue, Trevor, is that this simulated blowjob with a microphone wasn't mentioned earlier. That's my only issue. So why in God's name did you not mention that?
But he's like putting that down. He already said because he wanted to come on the show and explain the whole lot. And let me just pick up on words you have said in this podcast about the drag acts, in the video saver sent. Provocative, sexual, sexy clothing, stuff Beyonce would wear. That's not suitable for children. The fact that you can say provocative and sexy clothing in the one word and then say children in the audience, that's worrying to me, boys. Not to you, no.
But sure, they're seeing Beyonce wearing it. What's the difference? Yeah, well, they're seeing Beyonce wearing it.
Boys, lads, half them fucking singers have their flaps out when they're singing, you know what I mean? Which I don't think is suitable. But when you're talking about men dressed in skimpy, provocative, sexual clothing, that doesn't worry, you know, at a children's event.
Okay, we were told earlier on by one of our callers, I think it was Martin, was saying that under 18 should not be going to drag shows, end of story. What do you say to that?
There's no way in hell they should be at them, lads. Because at the end of the day, they are not suitable for children. I wouldn't bring my children. I've never been to one, and Adrian, I've told you this before, I travel probably 5 times a year, 3 times a year out of the year with the kids. I've never been to a drag show. I've never even seen one advertised.
Which I find bizarre, I'll be honest with you. Anywhere I've ever been on holidays, there's drag shows, and I've been to them, and some of them are funny, some of them are shite, but they're entertainment.
I'm not saying someone that can't be funny. Like, you look at Brendan O'Carroll, he's made millions off fucking dressing like...
Mrs. Brown.
What's her name? Mrs. Brown, yeah. But I wouldn't bring my kids to a drag show. Not a hope in hell, man. That just confused them.
Vincent, what? Confused them about what?
Why is he dressed up as she?
You just say that man likes, it's just for a joke. He likes to dress up in women's clothes.
Yeah, I don't know, boys. It just doesn't sit well with me, you know what I mean?
What do you say to that? It would confuse children to bring them to a drag show.
What I find confusing here is Trevor has never been to a drag show, yet he's felt the need to contact this show to discuss a drag show.
I can't have an opinion, can I not, Vincent? Okay.
Oh, you can have an opinion?
I've been to LGBT events. Could that count as kind of a drag show?
Well, I heard what you said about the LGBT parade. You seem like a very closed-minded person, to be honest with you. They could literally be dressed like Mrs. Brown and you would still have a problem with them, Trevor. That there's the issue. You don't like drag queens.
No, excuse me. Hold on. Mind your neck in, pal. If any drag show was dressed like Mrs. Brown, I'd go to that and I'd bring my kids to that. Like I stated, at the start of this bloody conversation, the words provocative, sexy, dressing like a fucking singer who is known for this scandal of
Trevor, women can wear sexy clothes, but men can't. Is that it?
Dressing like sexy women, men dressing like sexy women.
So women can dress up in sexy clothes, but if a man puts on the same outfit to portray a persona for his job, doctors,
where
you have the problem?
No, I'm going to say the same thing for women, mate. If a woman wants to dress like a slapper or a slut, then she shouldn't be on the stage either.
Trevor, it seems like you need to go back to
1950,
Ireland.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, mate, all that goes through singers' heads throughout the world is sex sells. Let me dress as sexy and as scantily clad as I can. They'll get more tickets. Fuck the music. Most of the people and men going to these shows are thinking, she'll be wearing less. And I wouldn't be bothered going to shows like that. And I definitely wouldn't let my kids go to a show like that.
Well, I just think that's very sad, but it's your prerogative.
Yep.
Okay, the bottom line is, Vincent, you see no harm in kids being brought to a drag show that is a PG drag show, and such a thing does exist, where you, Trevor, believe it'll only confuse children. It's not a place to be bringing young kids.
Well, Adrian, let me ask Vincent the question as he just posed on to me. Would Vincent bring his children to a drag show?
Trevor, if I had kids, I would. I'm a gay man, 42 years of age. Let me finish. I recently brought my goddaughter to a drag show, who's 7 years of age, and I will do so again. Because do you know what? Drag queens are not a threat to anybody.
Yeah, but you can't comment on this because you haven't got kids. Like, I can't comment because I've never been to a drag show. Was that not the comparison you made a few minutes ago?
I've just told you I brought my goddaughter to one. Okay? I can't help it. I'm not going to have kids. I'm a gay mom, so I can't help that, Trevor.
Hang on. I have gay friends that have parents, and that doesn't, just because you're a gay man doesn't mean you have
kids. Right. All right, you have gay friends that are parents. I highly doubt you have any gay friends.
Oh, okay. Because I have an opinion.
No, you seem like a very narrow-minded person. Go ahead, Trevor. I'm an open book.
Can I ask you a question? Have I once put your sexual preferences or anything like that down?
Well, not to me directly, but when talking about people from my community, yes, you have.
In what way, Vincent, have I done that? Tell me, please.
You have a problem with men who work as drag performers. The majority of these men happen to be gay men.
You're making the basis that I have no gay friends on the last 5 minutes of a conversation. Okay.
I said I highly doubt you have any gay friends because of your outlook and the way you perceive LGBT people. I heard what you were saying about the gay pride parade and all the rest of it. Trevor, read a book and educate yourself.
My friends. And I've seen
I'm sure you did.
Performed
I'm
that.
Sure you did. So Trevor, there's more chances.
I think
Trevor, there is more chance of me. There's more chance of me going to an Orange Order parade in the north than you going to a gay pride parade. And I don't even know you. I can just tell that from talking to you. I'm glad I made you laugh.
Well, Vincent, I hope you live a happily ever after. I have no problem with you being gay around me. So
and you
I don't
too.
Understand why.
That's good
I
to hear. Harmony.
You, don't have
you too. I've actually enjoyed talking to you, Trevor.
Yeah, but I just don't think where there's a show where the words provocative, sexy, skimpy, and simulated blowjob in a kid's show can be used on in the podcast in Ireland is not suitable for children.
All right, lads, thanks very much indeed, both of you. Good to talk to both of you. Let me squeeze in a couple of quick voice notes before we wrap up, like Darren.
Adrian is literally justifying a man doing a blowjob impression on front of kids. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't in any way try to justify it, Darren. And this is for Trevor.
So Trevor, let's get this right. Sorry, one second. You bring your kids to Mrs. Brown. Is that not one of the biggest sexual innuendo show that any kid could watch? So what? That is the biggest contradiction I've ever heard in my life. Yeah.
Okay, well, Trevor, just very quickly, what's the difference with Mrs. Brown and a drag show? Oh, he's gone off the line. Jeremy, will you be bringing your kids to any drag shows anytime soon?
No, because I can't stand drag shows.
So it's because of your personal preference?
Yeah, I just think they're so 70s and 80s, aren't they? Like, where the whole act is a man singing songs in a man's voice trying to be a woman, I am what I am. That's just not for me.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.